Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. Tom Hansel is now bringing his documentary film project on the road, hosting a series of community discussions here in Eastern Kentucky, and using his clips from Wales to support local conversations about rebuilding the economy here in Central Appalachia. Hansel will be hosting a discussion here at the Apple Shop on Thursday, October 7th at 6 p.m., and will be joined by Dr. Howell Francis and Mayor Francis of Wales. The event is free and open to the public, and candidates for local offices are also invited to meet the speakers and public at the event. On September 18th, Hansel spoke at the Elkhorn City Library with a group of residents eager to discuss what lessons could be gained from the Welsh experience. City Attorney and Elkhorn City Heritage Council member Tim Belcher got things started.
He has come as part of his documentary film process to talk to us about coal and the coal economy in Eastern Kentucky. And he is doing the film is about what was done in Wales. So taking the lessons that we can learn from Wales and applying it to Eastern Kentucky and the Appalachian region. So we're actively part of his film right now. I mean, the discussions we have, the clips he's going to show us, and the information he's going to gather, we're actually in the production stage of this film.
Belcher and the Elkhorn City Heritage Council have been working for a long time to develop some of the very same kinds of tourism opportunities that Hansel's film project showcases in Wales. And as Belcher sees the potential for this,
sometimes I go to different groups and I talk about diversification of Eastern Kentucky's economy through adventure tourism. You know, as a group, we've been talking about this for years. Finally, the state caught up with us about 5 years ago and started actually putting a little money behind it, and some initiative behind it. But I always try to tell groups, tourism, ecotourism, adventure tourism will work, but it'll work in specific communities. Some communities affected by mining in Eastern Kentucky, adventure tourism is not the answer to them, for them. But it is the answer for Elkhorn City, and the reason being, Elkhorn City has all the natural assets. Pine Mountain Trail, Russell Fork River, Santa's Transamerica Bike Trail. We have all the assets. We have the tourism infrastructure in place. And we can develop an economy based on this. I hear a lot of naysayers out there say this to me all the time. Well, there's no money in that. There is if you have the right assets. We have them. And then the other communities that maybe not have them, regionally, we can all work together and create a lot of things for a lot of different people.
And while there's also a lot of differences between Eastern Kentucky and South Wales, Tom Hansel hopes this international perspective will add to the current conversation.
What's interesting here in Elkhorn City is you guys have a lot of stuff going on already. So I want to make sure I'm not pretending to come here with answers. Most of you all know me well enough to know that. In fact, I probably have more questions than answers. But I do think that looking at what happened in Wales, as the coal was shut down pretty dramatically 30 years ago, almost not quite to this day, but 30 years ago exactly, that there are a lot of parallels. Now, there's also some important differences, too. There's some things that worked over there that won't work here. Just as Tim was saying, adventure tourism doesn't necessarily work anywhere.
Through photos and film clips, Hansel shared the story of two very different tourism businesses that have both become very successful in the small town of Seven Sisters, located in the heart of the former mining region. One is a private business that is a leadership development center and offers retreats, courses, and training. The other is called Glencorg Ponds and Mountain Biking Center and is a social enterprise financed by a combination of government and community support. It is also located on a former mine site. Both examples resonated with Elkhorn City residents.
Tom, a question I've got, maybe you can give me some more information. You know, the Mountain Bike Center and the Lake Project gets developed. He says, well, we had two B&Bs before this, and now we've got 15 to 20.
Yeah, that's right.
So that project spurred 15 to 20 hotels/bed and breakfasts in that community. that one project on the mountains. Am I right on that?
It was the pond plus the mountain bikes.
The pond plus the mountain bikes.
And what they did was they converted an old mine site that was taken over by the government. So it was public land, and the community came up with this plan and said, this is what we want to do with this public land that's not being used. So some of it was reclamation money, actually. Literally, you know, they were taking care of acid mine drainage at the same time that they were doing the ponds. And some of it was the community's drive. I mean, to me, what was impressive is they went door to door and got everybody pitching a pound.
Yeah.
And that was their match for their grant that they got from the national government.
Susan Owen, organizer of the Cloud Splitter 100-mile race on Pine Mountain, scheduled to take place this October, shared a story from a different mining region also faced with the loss of employment, this one in the U.S., in the town of Leadville, Colorado.
Leadville used to be a mining town. They mined molybdenum there, and molybdenum is used to make battleships. And 1983, all of a sudden, the mine closed, and 3,200 men lost their jobs overnight. And it went from a rather prosperous mining town to just despair and horrible, you know, fights, bar fights, and emergency room doctors were amputating toes of miners who were drunk in the snow, and women getting beaten up. And one of the miners, his name is Ken Clover, he had heard about an event in California called the Western States Trail Endurance Ride. And it was an event where people would take their horse and go ride 100 miles. And this one man entered the event, and his horse pulled up lame, so he could not ride the horse. And he said, well, then I'll just run it, believe it or not. Well, he was the first person to sign up for and enter a 100-mile trail event, and he finished. And so Ken Clover, this miner who had lost his job, said, well, if some California hippie can do that, it's not that hard. So the next year, he started the first Leadville Trail Invitational that got 47 registrants. And he did it year after year. Now, what, 30 years later, there is a series of races in Leadville that cover 3 months. They have a mountain bike race, they have a trail marathon, they have a half marathon, they have the 100-mile event. You can do a 100-mile mountain bike ride. A local college did an economic impact study, and last year the series brought in $17 million to Leadville. And Ken Clover established a foundation, and every year, every graduating senior from high school gets a $1,000 scholarship to use for either college or vocational training. And every child in the elementary school gets a Christmas gift. So you've got to start somewhere. And he started and had 47 people come on over and continued it year after year, and it's had a huge impact on the community.
As Hansel noted, maybe what's at the heart of all these initiatives is something that's really hard to define.
Welsh have a word called hiraeth that I think a lot of Eastern Kentuckians would understand too. There's no direct translations, but it's kind of like homesickness or just feeling like you're out of place unless you're in the place where you're from. Their word is hiraeth, and Geraint was talking very much about that.
The evening ended with an open discussion on what were the real possibilities and challenges for Elkhorn City and the region moving forward. As Mike Taylor expressed, the potential for Elkhorn is there, and the time is now.
I think something right here, it goes to James and to Steve here. When whitewater rafting started, what I would love to see happen with that, with the people coming to Elkhorn City, is that we have phone calls to come in, like for, do you have somebody to take us a raft ride? You understand what I mean? Big company to set up. It'd be us, Elkhorn City, have this. And have like the raft rides, because what happened was, I drove the bus years ago when this first started out, and you mean you were seat to seat in a 65 passenger bus two trips, taking them there. I would drop them off at Bartlett, they would get into the rafts, they would come down, they would feed them, and all this cost of doing this. And what happened was, some of them were telling me they were paying $500 a person to do this, and they were coming from Iowa, they were coming from everywhere to do this. And I think the Whatwater is great. You know, it brings a lot of people. I've met a lot of them on the river because I fish all the time, and I see them coming and going like that. But that's one thing I would love to see happen, that we make off the Whitewater rafting like our own company in our town. Different stuff like that, because coast thing in the past. I mean, it's got to be, and I hate that, and not saying it's not going to recover, but something has to be done just in case it never does recover back.
Again, Tom Hansel will be hosting another discussion on the After Coal, Whales in Appalachia film project and its implications for Eastern Kentucky here at the Apple Shop on Thursday, October 7th. And he will be joined by Dr. Howell Francis and Mayor Francis of Wales, as well as Evan Smith from the Appalachian Citizens Law Center and Robin Gabbard from the Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky. There will be an open reception at 6 p.m. and a panel beginning at 7. The event is free and open to the public, and candidates for local offices are also invited to meet the speakers and public at the event. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.